Over 3.3K migrant youth in DHS custody as 20-year migration surge expected. By John Binder on March 5, 2021. More than 3,300 unaccompanied alien children, UACs, and youth arriving with adults at the United States-Mexico border are in Department of Homeland Security, DHS, custody as officials anticipate a 20-year surge of illegal immigration. Data reviewed by Breitbart News on Friday showed more than 3,300 migrant youth in DHS custody, about 71% of which are UACs who will be released to the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, for eventual release and resettlement in the U.S. The other roughly 30% in DHS custody as of March 5 were youth who arrived with border-crossing adults. The data found that about 1,315 migrant youth alone were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday. Of all migrant youth currently in DHS custody, almost all of whom will be released into the U.S., more than 53% are boys between the ages of 13 and 17 years old. The data comes as internal communications between Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials reveal that President Joe Biden's administration is anticipating a 20-year illegal immigration high of UACs and adult border crossers arriving with children. DHS is planning to welcome roughly 117,000 UACs into the U.S. this year, a 290% increase from 2020 totals. The Washington Post reported. On Thursday, Russell Hott, a senior official with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, notified staff of the rapid processing plan in an email that said arrivals by unaccompanied minors and families this year are expected to be the highest numbers observed in over 20 years. Emphasis added. The report, in addition, stated that DHS officials are looking to transform the southern border into a rapid processing site where foreign nationals can arrive and expect to be quickly released into the U.S. interior. A source who spoke to Breitbart News anonymously confirmed that top officials at DHS are seeking to turn the border into a welcoming center with Ellis Island-style rapid processing hubs, as the Post originally reported. As Breitbart News reported, the UAC pipeline to the U.S. has increased by nearly 600% since President Trump was in office, before Biden ended the Remain in Mexico program and canceled cooperative asylum agreements with Central America. More than 87% of UACs in HHS custody are between 13 and 17 years old, while more than 71% are boys. The most common destinations for UACs are in Harris County, Texas, Dallas County, Texas, Davidson County, Tennessee, Queens County, New York, Suffolk County, New York, Kings County, New York, Prince George's County, Maryland, Palm Beach County, Florida, Miami-Dade County, Florida, and Los Angeles County, California. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.